Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, toward the end of this ummah, there will be landslides, transformation, meaning people will be turned into animals and pelting with stones. So the narrator says, I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be destroyed when there are righteous people amongst us? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even the righteous will be destroyed when evil becomes prevalent. This narration is in Tirmidhi. So why will the righteous people be destroyed when they are on righteousness? There are a variety of reasons. To touch on one or two, some scholars say, as a punishment for them not doing nahi anil munkar, as a punishment for them not forbidding evil. So they were righteous themselves. They were doing what they needed to do, but when it came to forbidding others, warning others, cautioning others, they didn't do that. They were neglectful. They were oblivious. It didn't bother them that others were breaking the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As a result, they will also be punished when the punishment comes. There's a great warning for us here that in Islam, it's not only good for you to do what is right and stay away from what is wrong. You have to exercise your potential to its maximum. You need to strive and you need to try and your utmost to ensure that you try and guide others. Do amar bil ma'roof and nahil munkar. The outcome and the results, that is in the control of Allah. Noah alayhi salam preached to his people 950 years. Only a small amount of people followed him. He is not to be faulted for that. His own son didn't listen. Not his fault. Ibrahim alayhi salam's own father, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's own uncle. Guidance is out of your control. That comes from Allah. But effort is within your control. And joining good and forbidding evil. And if you don't forbid evil, you can also become the target of the punishment of Allah. Another explanation the scholars give is, even if those people did enjoin good and forbid evil, perhaps they will also be destroyed when the punishment comes. But for them, it won't be a punishment, it will be a mercy. Allah will be taking them away from this world into His mercy and into the bliss of the everlasting life of the hereafter. And whatever difficulty they go through as a result of that punishment descending will be a means of expiation of their sins and the increasing of their stages. But because the community in the main was involved in the wrong, all of them perish. That's why when natural disasters take place, the scholars tell us, don't judge. For some people in an earthquake, it may have been a punishment. For others, it may have been a mercy. And for others who stay alive after that, but they lost everything, lost their property, lost their near and dear ones, it may be a test. And how they respond to the test will then determine whether it's a mercy or a punishment. But these kinds of happenings will continue to take place on an increasing level as we get closer to Qiyamah. That's the message in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Signs of the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.